My name is Mike, and I'm a crust leaver.
Thank you for sharing, Mike.
I'm Sally,
and I cut pizza crust off. My crust always hits the dust.
Thanks, Sally.
Not everyone likes the crust on their pizza, but then again, not everyone has tasted a Stonebridge pizza. We ferment our dough for 48 hours, allowing it to develop intense flavors, resulting in a great-tasting, light, airy crust without any added sugar. Don't let your crust hit the dust. Order your pizza at StonebridgePizzaAndSalad.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. That's if you go through Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Big Lou and Term Provider have helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. So to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. And tonight we've got lots to report on in the tropics, including a hurricane landfall now starting for Bermuda. But first, we start with the current threat, the dangerous western wildfires, and some new information that will not be good for firefighters. As of tonight, 3.3 million acres burned, 33 lives lost, countless homes and businesses completely gutted, and more still in harm's way. Plus, smoke burning your lungs, irritating your eyes. Air quality alerts for hazardous air covering 5 states. We got a bit of a break over the weekend as winds diminished, but now winds are coming back. Not nearly enough. But tonight's forecast also suggests more rain developing Thursday and Friday, and it will be an even rain, not a deluge. That would cause the scarred landscape to potentially move as mudslides. Let's hope there's some relief on the way. Rest of the country is relatively quiet, but we've got lots of concerns in the tropics, and that's in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Tony Russomano is a reporter of note who lives in Santa Cruz, California, which is north of San Francisco. And he's been on the show before. He's been a friend of mine my whole entire grown-up life. And I thought, who better to give us a real-world report on the California wildfires than Tony Russomano? What are you seeing? What are you feeling? What does it look like?
Walter, thank you so much for calling me and to ask me to be on your show. I really do appreciate it. Let me give you this overview, like from 30,000 feet or 100,000 feet. If you are standing on the Mexican border right now near Tijuana, just south of San Diego, and you're coughing, you may be coughing from the smoke coming from a fire burning on the Canadian border just north of Seattle, Washington. That is how much smoke right now is covering the entire west coast of the United States.
When you look at the sky, we see pictures of orange, just blank orange. Is that what you see?
That's a great question. And that's something I've been covering. You know, I've covered fires my entire professional life as a reporter, 40 plus years. I had never seen anything like this before. The sight is one thing. The smell is something else. When you see an orange sky, as I have from covering fires, you expect to smell smoke. But in this case, there was no smell of smoke. And the reason was the marine layer, that's what they call it in California on the West Coast, it's fog, basically, comes in off the ocean, and it basically forms a protective layer at the lower altitude. And the smoke from the fires up north come traveling in, come you know, settling down over the fog. So those two layers create this kind of filter that results in sunlight being orange. But the smoke isn't able to penetrate to the ground because the fog is there protecting people. So you get this, this dichotomy. You know, people have been through fires in California long enough to know that, oh, if the sky is orange, you're going to smell smoke. Well, the sky is insanely orange, and you smell no smoke. You know, it's like the winds that come in California during the fire season, and we're not even in the fire season yet. When the winds blow in the late summer, early autumn, the winds pick up, and you expect a wind to be cooling on your skin, right? But the winds that come in the late season here in California are warm winds. So when the winds pick up here, it feels warm. And it's an eerie feeling. And that's the thing we got just now, you know, in the past week or so, seeing this orange sky and yet not smelling smoke. It was eerie. It was something literally I have not experienced in 40-plus years of covering fires.
There's a lot of equipment that is dependent on proper air ventilation. Are you aware of any factories, equipment, industries that are hurt beyond the superficial effect of fire and wind that perhaps because the ventilation isn't the way it's supposed to be, might be hurting the machine? And I know that's a curveball question, but have you heard of anything like that?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That is curveball, and no, I haven't heard.
Now, the other thing is, off the top of your head, do you recall the number of people who have died from this?
Oh, boy. You know, I just heard your network broadcast, and it's a little behind right now on the numbers, and the numbers are going to increase. So right now, there are about 5 million acres of land that is burned, you know, throughout the states, the western states. Now, just by comparison, New Jersey is 5.5 million acres. So imagine an area the size of New Jersey burning. Now, Walter, you and I have been friends for a long time. We're both from New Jersey. You know, we can imagine New Jersey burning, right? But imagine actually New Jersey burning. That's the amount of land right now that is burning. There are 94 major fires burning throughout the western states. There are clean air centers that are opening for people that can't tolerate the amount of smoke in the air. Here's one example. In Oregon, there is an air quality advisory that is so severe that the air quality meters have gone off the scale. In other words, the air quality meters established by the EPA to determine how bad the air is, from like good to moderate to, you know, not so good to unhealthy to, you know, get the heck out of here.
Right.
They are off the scale. You know, they can't even tell you how bad they are. That's what's happening right now.
Now, this is something that you can easily answer. These fires, which are how far from San Luis Obispo, where you live, how far are they?
Well, I'm in Santa Cruz.
I'm sorry.
Which is,
I'm sorry, Santa Cruz. My fault.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, there was a big fire here. I mean, I had last week. We had our big fires in Santa Cruz, Bonnie Doon, Felton, Santa Cruz County, San Mateo County. I had three families evacuating from their homes who were here in my house for a week. You know, the fire line from me was a couple of miles, but it was considered safe enough so that I actually had evacuees staying here. Now, that fire was about 86% contained. But the fires that are really raging right now are the ones up north in Oregon, especially, and Washington.
So here's my question. Are you afraid?
I am. I have been covering fires for decades. And in California, there are two seasons. There's fire season and there's flood season. So I've always had, go packs in my car. I had Nomex, which is a fire resistant, you know, those yellow clothes that firefighters wear. I've had that in my car in the summer, and I've had Gore-Tex, which is, you know, the waterproof stuff, in the winter. That's just the way, you know, I kind of worked out here. It's not the way you lived. That's the way I worked. So am I afraid? No. I would tell you I am more afraid of of COVID. I'm more afraid of the coronavirus because that is unpredictable and you can't see it coming. At least the fire you can see coming.
Tony Russomanno, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. You gave us an excellent conversation on the situation that you and your neighbors are living through. It is shocking and frankly disgusting to me that when I listen to the radio, I don't hear more from people who are actually living there. I hear from official sources. I don't care about official sources. It's like with the COVID situation, I keep waiting to hear from students in colleges and kids in school rather than the officials about whether or not they should go back to school. In previous weeks, I've had on, you ready for this, Tony? Students, actual students. Who knew? Go figure. And so you've been a great help to us tonight. Thank you very much, Tony Russomanno.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking me to be on your show. I'd be happy to be here anytime.
I appreciate it. All right, it's 15 past the hour, 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The scourge of any aquarium is this, unless you have goldfish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
The KN95 mask is the mask that you want. Now, you're going to have to buy masks anyway. This seems to be going on a very long time. You're going to have to buy masks. You might as well get the right ones. And those are the KN95 mask, which is what first responders use. Police, firemen, this is what they use. These are the masks that you can, ready, actually breathe through. Now, the mask that your grandmother made for you with the bunnies and the rabbits and the kittens, you can't breathe through those, and probably they don't do much good. But the KN95 masks are the ones that first responders use throughout the country. And your state, your county is probably saying you've got to use masks. Walmart's saying you've got to use masks. If Walmart's saying you've got to use masks, you have to use masks. And the masks you want are the KN95 mask. Where do you get them? You get them at the New Deal Shop. That's a shop online that has really neat stuff. TheNewDealShop.com. 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 You go there, you get the KN95 masks. These are the right masks. They let you breathe. They don't have wacky designs or scary designs. You won't look like a bank robber. These are masks you can use all day. You can wear to work. Nothing embarrassing. You can walk into Walmart with them. No trouble. KN95 masks at the right price from TheNewDealShop.com. You're going to want them right away. That's why you put in my name, Walter. You put in my name, and you get free two-day shipping. Free two-day shipping when you put in my name, Walter, because you're going to want them right away. Free two-day shipping when you put in my name, Walter. The New Deal Shop. Promo code Walter. The New Deal Shop.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Are you tired, like I am, of feeling pain every day? Not being able to do what you love or to get a restful sleep? For over 10 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks or experience with side effects from common painkillers. I discovered that Highland's new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. Who knew? No one had figured out that we need an easy-to-open cap. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to highlands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase. Or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 20 past the hour on Sterling on Sunday. 20 past the hour with Walter Sterling. I decided to perform a sinister experiment right now. I'm using two different microphones. Believe it or not, when stereo started on FM, and it was stereo, many stations put two microphones in front of the disc jockey, and they thought this would create these stereo stereo effect. The great thing about doing it on the stations that I'm on now, pretty much all it does is create a tin can effect. It might be kind of tinny if you're listening on Sterling on Sunday, if you're listening to us in the car. Let me know how this sounds. I want to know how it sounds. Because I have two of the best microphones in the world. I have an RCA 77. That's the one that you see on TV that's supposed to look like a microphone. But guess what? Here's the secret. They don't actually use that. And a, what is it, an RE60. I always forget what it is. Yeah, an RE20. That's what 99% of the radio stations in America. I said, well, why don't I use both? I will use both, and we'll see what comes up. Is this fascinating to you? How about this?
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you. Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
Does he have a point? Is there a reason he's playing Georgie Girl? Stand by.
So shed those downy feathers and fly a little bit. Hey there, Georgie Girl. There's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide. And oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie Girl.
Did you hear that, gang? Did you hear that? To this day, the biggest selling song to come out of Australia. An Australian group that lied. They lied. They pretended to be from England because it was the height of the British invasion, but they were from Australia, and they lied about it. They lied about it. The largest, biggest selling song in the history of Australia to this day. The biggest selling concert in the history of Australia to this day. Here's good news for New York City. Andrew Giuliani, the son of Rudy Giuliani, might run for mayor. This would be the best thing in the history of New York. Andrew Giuliani running for mayor of New York City, the son of Rudy Giuliani. And there was a picture of them in the New York Post. No more prestigious publication than that, with Rudy's arm around his son. Now, that was very significant because for the past 400 years, we didn't think they got along. Turns out Andrew Giuliani has worked in the White House for the past many years and is in meetings with the president almost every day. Well, that's a pretty good witness to history, and therefore immediately qualifies him to be mayor of New York. Immediately. He's a native of New York. He grew up in New York. He sits with Trump. His father was Rudy Giuliani. What else do you want? No, really, what else do you want? What are their options going to be? They're not going to be great. They might as well run. Oh, or Curtis Sliwa. Either would be fine. They'd be fine with me. I have a theory about Bill de Blasio. You want to hear my theory about Bill de Blasio? Okay, listen. He's the mayor of New York City now. Among New Yorkers, he's universally despised. I've never heard one New Yorker in the past, I don't know, 18 months say, you know, he's a great mayor. I have never heard any of them say that. Let me suggest to you that there is a birther situation with Bill de Blasio. He claims to be born in New York City. I say that's not possible. How can that be? He claims to be born in New York City. I say he wasn't born in New York City. And the name he uses today is not the name on his birth certificate, which he does not deny. But listen to me. It's live on Sunday night. You have nothing else to do. You might as well listen to me. Listen to me. And coming up, I've got the usual edition. I don't know. Did we ever get drive-through blah, and your favorite Florida stories. Plus, Velo Hul has incredible gift for you. He has guppies. Here's my theory about Bill de Blasio, and you can discuss it with me at 888-688-9258. I'm live on a Sunday night. It's my phone number, 888 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. I say that Bill de Blasio says that he was born in New York City, in New York Hospital. I say he was not. I'll tell you why. Because the story is that his pregnant mom was in Norwalk, Connecticut. Norwalk, Connecticut. And during the news, I will look up the distance between Norwalk, Connecticut and New York Hospital. Because I have been in the car with women who are about to give birth. All right, one woman about to give birth, but three times. I have been in the car with my wife three different times when she's about to give birth. And a woman who's about to give birth does the following. She sits in the back seat and screams her head off. And that's her right. And thank God she is. It means mommy's healthy, baby's healthy. But the key to her happiness at that point is the shortest distance possible to get to the hospital. We had to go from 23rd Street in Manhattan to 59th Street in Manhattan. I thought I was going to Canada. It was the longest drive possible. And the driver could not have been going faster. And we had a direct line from our house to the hospital. Now, you're telling me that a woman who's about to deliver a baby is going to get in a car and go from Norwalk, Connecticut to New York Hospital? I don't believe that. And then, even more bizarro, even more bizarro, he was then raised somewhere in Massachusetts. He was not then raised in Norwalk. He was raised somewhere in Massachusetts. This is Bill de Blasio I'm talking about, the current mayor of New York. And then he did two things that no New Yorker would ever do. Because there are certain things you do to fit in. And if you want to be a leader among men in any community, in any business, you say or do certain things to fit in. He's a Boston Red Sox fan. That's impossible. You cannot be mayor of New York and be a Red Sox fan. You just keep your mouth shut. Even if you are, you say, I love the Mets or I love the Yankees, but you keep your mouth shut. If you want people to pay attention to you, just shut up. And then he eats pizza with a knife and fork. No New Yorker would ever be seen eating pizza with a knife and fork. You might do it at home. You might keep it to yourself, but you are not going to let anybody see you do that. You just won't. You keep it to yourself. You keep it to yourself if you're a Red Sox fan. You keep it to yourself if you're a pizza eater with a fork. That's just what you do. You would never insult your constituency with a knife and fork. Therefore, I say that Bill de Blasio has birther issues. Not even the fact that his birth certificate says William Wilhelm. That's what his birth certificate says. And then he had it changed to William de Blasio, his mother's name, de Blasio. And then he had that changed to the ultimate affectation of Bill de Blasio. He's had two different names. No, he's had three different names. He eats pizza with a knife and fork. His mother drove from Norwalk, Connecticut to New York Hospital to give birth. There are hospitals in Connecticut. Nobody's going to take a scenic route to give birth. Are you crazy? All right. Coming up, I have Velo Hul, the usual edition. I've got drive-through brew. We have a lot to do tonight, and I want to talk to you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Oh, and let's talk about the beginning of school. We're going to talk about the amazing phenomena of going to school on a laptop. And I say it is the best possible thing that could happen. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling on Sunday weather, seven different areas of concern in the tropics tonight. As you might expect with the busiest time of the year for these storms, Hurricane Paulette is the sixth hurricane of the season, starting to make landfall over Bermuda tonight, but not a threat to the U.S. coast. In fact, none of the rest of the seven are any threat to the U.S., except for one, and that's Tropical Storm Sally, expected to be a hurricane by tomorrow before landfall as early as Tuesday. Where? In the Gulf of Mexico again, getting closer and closer to Louisiana and Mississippi. So over 8 million people are now being advised tonight to be prepared for days of flooding rains, isolated tornadoes with more damaging winds, and storm surge up to 11 feet. And if Sally gets stronger, hurricane force winds. Coastal evacuations are already underway. Sally's heavy rains tomorrow will cover all of Florida, South Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and eastern Louisiana. So if you're in the warned area, follow the instructions of your local officials and stay safe. Watch out for Sally. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Fish keeping, as we've learned, is an amazing hobby that you should consider. So peaceful and enjoyable, it doesn't mean there aren't problems. One of the great scourges of the aquarium hobby, duckweed. Duckweed. You can sometimes see it on ponds, sometimes you can see it in lakes, very rarely in streams or rivers. But duckweed is a very aggressive plant. It's the size of a nail head, which is confounding to anything that you have read in any biology book. So how do I deal with duckweed? I remove it piece by piece with the tweezers. It takes way too long, but the only way you can get rid of it is piece by piece, because if there's one little duckweed in your aquarium, you'll have 500 seemingly overnight. From Maine to La Jolla, to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
What? What? Hey, listen, I just see here a note from John A., a listener on WPHT in Philadelphia. He says, tonight WPHT on the Marconi sounded like gas music from Jupiter. I tried my smartphone apps again and found that TuneIn Pro receives your show despite the border. I'm listening on KGX out of Palm Springs, and KGX is a great affiliate. I'm very proud to be on KGX, but mostly I'll be proud when KGX says, you know, Walter, why don't you bring you and your family to Palm Springs in February, and we'll put you up in February. Now, I don't want anybody to think there's a quid pro quo. That'd be completely illegal. It'd be plugola, but they don't own a hotel, so I don't think it would really be plugola, but really, why don't you invite us to KGX land in Palm Springs? What an amazing evolution Palm Springs has had. When I first went to Palm Springs in like 1980, this was a Tony, fancy, Frank Sinatra and his friends resort, which had 1968 architecture. It had World's Fair architecture. It was beautiful, but very formal, very dress code, jacket and tie for dinner in the restaurants. And now, frankly, it is primarily a gay resort. And it's great. I mean, it's fantastic. It's fantastic how it was able to transition from a Tony pink and green resort to a gay resort. How did that happen? How did that evolution take place? Because I stopped looking for a couple of years when I hit poverty and I couldn't go. So I wasn't paying attention. And then one day I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the gay Mecca in the desert. And I think that's great. I look forward to taking my family there and staying with my friends who run KGX in Palm Springs, which is a great radio station, fantastic station. Did you know that if you post a lot on social media, things like my bae, my boy, my girl, if you post that all the time, it is a sign that you're overly possessive. I'm not talking about pictures of your 8-year-old. It's a sign that you're overly possessive, that people who post too many pictures of their wife or husband are overly possessive, that it's not a healthy thing. The likes and comments can be so validating that when someone is really struggling, that's where they get up their form. Often it's people who post the most who are seeking validation of their relationship from other people on social media. I'm such a horrible person that my current, much younger, very beautiful wife says, "You have Asperger's. You don't care what other people think of you." No, I don't. I don't. And I would suggest that neither did Nikola Tesla, that anybody who tries to push new ideas into the world because they can't even help it. They can't even help it. They get up, they get a new idea, and boom, it has to happen. A new idea, and boom, it has to take place. That doesn't mean that they have Asperger's. That's my wife says, "Oh, you must have Asperger's. That's why you don't care what people say." No, that's not it at all. What it is that I'll come up with an idea, and the minute I come up with a new idea, here's what's going to happen. Everybody will hate it. And the minute everybody hates it, I might stop pushing it. I might stop promoting it. That's been my experience. Therefore, I don't care what anybody thinks. Now, as a midnight misfit, as somebody who is alone, right now you're listening to me alone. I know you are. You're in your 18-wheeler. You're in your 4-wheeler. Now, nobody's listening to the show with other people, or you'd be embarrassed to listen to the show with other people. You're sitting there alone. Now, you've got ideas in your head. What are you going to do when you go forth with your ideas and try to promote them or perpetuate them? Are you going to get 400 people who think that's great and say to you, "That's fantastic"? No, you're not. You're not. You're just going to keep pursuing. You're going to keep pursuing. 99.9% of the patents that are filed in America are filed by individuals, by Lori Grenier. In fact, as best I can tell, almost all the patents in the world are perpetuated by Lori Grenier. The challenge for people posting pictures of their friends and loved ones on Facebook is they're needy. They're needy for approval. They want people to approve of their wife or approve of their husband or approve of this relative. You don't need it. You want to show a picture of your 8-year-old at her birthday. Have a good time. That's fine. But that's different than every day posting a picture of your husband or every day posting a picture of your wife. I honestly don't think I have ever posted a picture of my wife. You know, I don't think I ever have. Now, I know that annoys her because everything I do annoys her. Everything. But that's on the list. That's on the list. Why don't you post a picture of me? But no, she isn't. She doesn't bug me like that. So I don't think that's an issue with her. Have I made any sense here? Has this come together in any sort of meaningful way? But that's what they have found. They believe that people who post pictures of their significant others a lot are too possessive. They're just too possessive. How do you feel about that? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. That is my phone number. You could win a prize if you guessed the mystery voice. You could win actual live guppies if you guessed the mystery voice. Is there another radio show that does anything like this for you? Nothing. They do nothing for you. Nothing. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. In just seconds, we're going to talk about Below Deck Mediterranean and about the challenges of the beginning of school via laptop. Who is this? What is this? It's 44 past the hour. James Monteague and I have been arguing over which clock to use. We've been debating which clock to use. He says, "Listen, we have 8 clocks in the studio, Walter. We just look at any of them. They're all the same. I'm looking at a clock that's different. I am looking at a different clock than he's looking at." Those of you who are in radio, which is almost nobody at this point, is there anybody left in radio? Not really. No. All the guys running the sound, the control board down the line of the network just laughed at what I said, please. No, I don't think there is anyone left on radio. So there's really no reason to pursue this line of talk. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Are you tired like I am, of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love or get restful sleep? For over 10 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks or experiences they've had with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Hylands the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Yes, two different formulas. I know of no other pain reliever that offers two different formulas to help relieve the pain of arthritis. Daytime formula, nighttime formula. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping, and it helps me go to sleep. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I mean, who knew that they hadn't come up with an easy-to-open cap for arthritis sufferers, but this medication has it. I love how it's made with natural ingredients which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. This means they can safely complement your prescription medicines and have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylands.com. That's H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. H, why have you waited so long? Hylands.com/arthritis. Enter Walter at the checkout and get $3 off your purchase. $3. Hylands.com/arthritis. Or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid. Flex more from Hylands.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
All right, we have the usual edition. We have the drive-through brew. We have Sterling Various. What's that? Let's see what that is.
Six.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool thing we did. What's this? Oh, we're just going to do this all on the air. Let's just do it on the air. 888-688-WALT. I want to talk to you and give you a chance to win a prize announcement. No one else gives you anything like this. Now, remember, when you call in, if you say anything that annoys Mike Lindell, he'll say,
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
And you don't want to annoy Mike Lindell, do you? Do you? But where is, let's see. Well, I'll have to look for that later.
Color in sky, brush and blue. Scarlet fleece changes hue. Crimson balls.
We're in day 109 of rioting in Portland, Oregon. And now they have the fires. Now, the thing about the rioting in Portland, Oregon, you ever been to Portland, Oregon? It always was the most annoying city you could ever imagine. The bus routes are not named properly. They are in like M6, 23, H4. Those are proper bus routes. No. They're named the Owl, the Bear, the Hawk. That's what they named their bus routes. And then everything they have in the city is macrame. I'm surprised the city hasn't burned to the ground because everything in the city is made out of macrame. And there is no executive in Portland, Oregon, who carries a briefcase. They all carry backpacks. They carry those Ernest backpacks, the kind with wood logos, tree logos. And you just look at them and you want to smack them. You look at them and go, do you listen to NPR? And they would all say, yes. Yes, I listen to NPR. I'm sure of it. They're exactly the kind of people I can't stand. There's a certain group of people who I can't stand. It has nothing to do with race or religion. It has to do with style. These are people who insist on recycling, even though you and I know it does no good. That's not a political statement. Don't give me any nonsense. It doesn't exist. There's no city that actually recycles. They may say, put it in these green buckets here, but then when you leave the area, they just mix them together. That was one of the great things about Rudy Giuliani in New York City. He said, we're not going to recycle anymore because it doesn't happen. It all goes to the same place on Staten Island. He knew it didn't happen. It was crazy talk. Crazy. And then the other thing that annoys me about people are men who wear skinny jeans. I don't want to see your skinny jeans. Your skinny jeans are despicable to me. How dare you wear skinny jeans? How dare you wear skinny jeans? Where my idea of a diet, of eating sensibly is to have a 2% whipped cream on the sundae. That's my idea of eating sensibly. There are other characteristics that bother me. Oh, well, any guy with a boutique beard. There are two kinds of beards. There are kinds that the Vikings wore. There are kinds that the Pawn Stars wear. The Pawn Stars have beards. But there's this other group that have these highly groomed beards that is a lifestyle decision that I don't want to know about. And then they dye them. Why would you dye your beard? Don't dye your beard and don't have a beard. And don't have an interesting little tattoo near your thumb. I don't want to see like a little star or anything. These are the things that trouble me very much. If you drive a Saab, we're already not friends. And anything that you can eat, if it's a whole meal you can eat with your hands, including raw vegetables, we're not friends. These are some of the things that trouble me. Obviously, most European cars, not okay. And if you send your kids to nature trails, if you send your kids to any sort of nature schools, I don't want to be your friend. We're not going to be friends. It's just not going to happen. Now, school started, and I think that's fantastic, because I was so happy that this year my kid, my 8-year-old and my 15-year-old, is able to wake up at 5 minutes before school, roll out of bed, roll in front of the computer, and be in school. It was such annoying, horrible apparitchnik that every morning I used to have to get up with them, make their breakfast, get dressed, get in the cold car, or get to the school bus on time. And for some reason, I felt like I was in school. Why did I have to feel as though I was in school? Why should I have to go through everything they went through when, in fact, they were supposed to go to school, not me? I didn't understand it. Now, I sleep. Tomorrow morning, you know what I'm going to do at 8 o'clock? I'm going to roll over and sleep. I still feed them breakfast because I married a certain woman who will not be getting up at all under any circumstances. I still feed them breakfast, and I'm happy to, but it's a few minutes after they've started. They're at their desks. I bring them whatever they want, and then if they want a snack, they go and get their own snack. The 8-year-old gets up and gets her own snack. This is a much better way to go to school. And you know who promised us this way to go to school? Are you ready? The World's Fair. The world of the future promised us this life where we'd be able to go to school on the computer. And now it has happened. It has happened because of a pandemic that wasn't part of the prediction. But who cares? It's happened. We finally get to go to school on the computer. And you know what? My 8-year-old is doing much better. She's doing much better. That one-on-one learning from the computer is what she was made to enjoy. And I want her to enjoy it. And it seems the school's a little shorter. Isn't that interesting? The school day is a little shorter because it should not take 900 hours to teach second grade math. What the heck is that? I don't want to hear anything from anybody who doesn't have school-age kids. I hate it when I hear this Nancy Dubroff or whatever the heck her name is spewing out nonsense about kids should be in school, shouldn't be in school. I will decide if my kids should be in school, and so will you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. That's how I feel.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
888-688-9258. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice and win a prize announcement. There's no other show. No other show. The one screaming at the Democrats. What have they given you? Have they given you anything? Have they given you anything? No. Nothing. I give you stuff. I give you prize announcements. I give you an opportunity to be part of the show. When you're on Sterling on Sunday, that's the name of the show, when you're on Sterling on Sunday, you are the media. Well, you know, the mainstream media, this is the mainstream media. These idiots who are always screaming about the mainstream media, well, they are the mainstream media. They're making millions of dollars a year. What do you think that is? That is the mainstream media. You come on my show, you get to say what you have to say, and you get to be part of the media. You're driving your 18-wheeler. There's your media room. You're driving your 4-wheeler. There's your media room. And now on radio's 100th anniversary, we get to share this time together. I'm pretty happy about this. I feel good about this show. Do you feel good about this show? Let me know. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. How do you feel about your kids going back to school over the computer? This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. And tonight we've got lots to report on in the tropics, including a hurricane landfall now starting for Bermuda. But first, we start with the current threat, the dangerous western wildfires, and some new information that will not be good for firefighters. As of tonight, 3.3 million acres burned, 33 lives lost, countless homes and businesses completely gutted, and more still in harm's way. Plus, smoke burning your lungs, irritating your eyes, air quality alerts for hazardous air covering 5 states. We got a bit of a break over the weekend as winds diminished, but now winds are coming back. Not nearly enough. But tonight's forecast also suggests more rain developing Thursday and Friday, and it will be an even rain, not a deluge. That would cause the scarred landscape to potentially move as mudslides. Let's hope there's some relief on the way. Rest of the country is relatively quiet, but we've got lots of concerns in the tropics, and that's in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
The Usual Edition is made possible by a grant from the Buona Johnny Foundation. And now, Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
This week, Public Radio has established a new bureau to put you closer to the center of our world. For the first report from our new bureau, we open doors to Vienna. How's it looking there, Jim?
I'm blind, and now I'm blind in Vienna. I'm James Franks in a can. Let's explore the deepest, most obscure thoughts with people on the streets of Vienna. Hello, what is your opinion of our horrible president in the U.S.?
What do you like most in Vienna?
So far, the decoration, the structure, the city streets, people, and, everything. I mean, it's joyful. People also.
People also, that was my next question, because I think the Standard had it in the newspaper, it's also the third rudest city. Did you experience that?
Funny thing, on the way here, my friends were talking and they were saying that all their experiences, the first time they saw Austrians, were like they had this mean look on their face or something, and I was like, maybe they were just having a bad day or, I don't know.
So authentic and a rudité. I confused it with my crudité.
The Usual Edition is made possible.
Now we celebrate music from a very small chair as part of our Music From series.
This express version of The Usual Edition is against our long-winded nature.
It's 9 minutes past the hour, 9 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. There we are on KFBK in Sacramento, Bill White's kingdom. His entire kingdom is dedicated to serving the people of Sacramento and making sure that Kitty O'Neill has all the coffee she wants. Kitty does afternoon drive on the station. She is a spectacular anchor person. Spectacular. And Bill White says, this is my imitation of Bill White, whatever you want, Kitty, good idea. That's my imitation of Bill White, the program director. It's 1110, 1110, or 810 on the West Coast. Walter M. Sterling, welcome. This is a giant network radio show. Coming up in just seconds, I will have retired Vic Ferrari share one of his New York City police detective stories. He tells them incredibly. I am puzzled by the Liberty College story, which has Jerry Falwell Jr.'s son and his wife having a coup de grace with their pool boy. And I really am puzzled about this. Now, this poor guy has lost his job. One, we don't know if the pool boy lost his job. Do we know anything about if the pool boy lost his job? But I really don't understand. I thought the deal in these times was, if you know about it and your wife knows about it and the two of you have agreed to it, that it's fine. Clearly, they both knew about it. They both agreed to it. To what? Let me explain. I've done a poor job of explaining again. Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife, who run Liberty College, Liberty University, or did, were having a treat with the pool boy, with this very attractive hunky guy. The three of them were enjoying each other. And then it was found out. And now Jerry and his wife have been thrown out of the university. We don't know if the pool boy's been fired. Let's get a staff on that. Could we please get staff on that to find out if the pool boy's been fired? Already, I mean, I don't know if you know this, they've already made a movie out of this.
A Harvard dropout. A Harvard hopeful.
I need to get that scholarship.
Do you know anything about aquatic engineering? It's not as glamorous as you think.
Roger! What are you doing swimming?
This summer in Beverly Hills.
Keep an eye on the place while we're gone. We'll be back in about 6 weeks.
A pool master.
I ask myself, self, what would Jesus do?
Jesus would open a brothel.
We'll give a beginner.
Hi.
Hi.
A real education. The Pool Boys.
I think that if your wife knows about it, if your husband knows about it, it's fine, that there's nothing wrong with it. I don't think they should be persecuted, prosecuted, or fired. Again, we don't know what happened to the pool boy at Liberty University, but it sounds like a good time, and it sounds like, you know, a lot more like SMU than Liberty University. It sounds like a school I definitely would want to go to. I am a little concerned that right now, my daughter, Dorothy, is at Syracuse University, voted the number one party school in America. But there's no parties going on right now. They're just sitting. They're all just sitting in their rooms waiting for the pizza to be delivered. That is what they are doing. But really, do you think that Jerry Falwell's son should have lost his job over this? His wife knew. The wife knew what the husband was doing. They were fooling around with the pool boy. So what? I don't think that should be the issue. I think there may have been other issues. I don't know what they are. They're alleged, but sex seems to be the problem. Whenever you get near sex, there seems to be problems. Yet the one thing we know for sure about sex is that all of our parents liked it. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I want to hear from you. Grab the phone. Driving the 18-wheeler, driving the car, let's talk. Beautiful night through most of the country. We're having a good time. Is this a good time? I think it's the best time we can have on a Sunday night. 14 past the hour, this is Sterling on Sunday.
A 27-year-old Florida woman almost dies trimming her trees. And no, meth was not involved. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
For over 10 years, I have suffered from progressive arthritic pain in my thumbs and in my feet. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love or get restful sleep? Many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I have discovered with Highland's new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Highland's, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, H-Y have you waited so long? Highland's, the new Flexmore medicine. This helps ease my muscle and joint pain. as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. Who knew we had to wait for the cap to be easy to open? But there it is. Finally, a company, Highlands, figured out we needed an easy to open cap. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. This means they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain right now. Get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands.com/arthritis. Highlands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout. Get $3 off your purchase. That's Highlands.com, HYLANDS.com/arthritis. Or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you. Highlands Flexmore Medicine.
Sterling on Sunday.
When you bring your phone home, it's filthy. It's been on store counters. Your kids handled it. You put it down on the seat in your car. Somebody's butt has been on that seat. Now you put your phone there. Then you wonder why you get sick. You need to clean your phone the right way. The way you clean your phone the right way is you put it in a box. And the name of the box is the Clean Phone. That's the name of the product. You put your phone in the Clean Phone box. You push a button. 5 minutes later, 99.9% of all germs and viruses are removed. Where do you get it? You get it at the New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. That's what it's called. TheNewDealShop.com. TheNewDealShop.com. You go there, you'll see the Clean Phone. And they will send it to you with free 2-day shipping. You just put my name in the promo box. Walter, the New Deal Shop. Buy the Clean Phone. Sanitize your phone.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. And thank you, thank you, thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to North Fort Myers, Florida. 27-year-old woman has a house on the lake, and it's really nice, except the trees on her property line have to be trimmed, and she was out there cutting them up, and an alligator sneaks up on her. This isn't a little one either. This is a 10-foot-long alligator, and it gets close enough to her before she notices that when she sees, she tries to run away. She slips. It grabs her foot. The shoe stops it because it's just like the little end of the gator snout, and when he lets go to try and get a better grip, she pulls her foot up, and then she's rolling, and the gator comes and tries to bite her and just scratches her back, and then she pops up and runs in the house. She's going to be fine. She had to go to the hospital and get some stitches and whatnot. But living in Florida, just trimming your trees in the backyard is serious business. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Miami. And you often forget that the smuggling business goes both ways. The drug kingpins got to smuggle all their drugs through the border into the United States, but then they also have to smuggle all the cash out of the United States. And this is a crazy picture. They were putting it in furniture. So U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officers have an amazing picture of just stacks and stacks of cash that were in sofas and armchairs and all kinds of furniture that was seized at the Miami airport. And somewhere in the Dominican Republic right now is a very upset drug kingpin. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Hawthorne, Florida. A 30-something Florida wife is coming home to her husband after a hard day's work. And when she pulls into the driveway, there's a 64-year-old Florida man wearing only his tidy whities going through her mailbox. And he looks awful. Do you remember Ming the Merciless from Flash Gordon? Imagine him on crack. Now, it's a guy that just lives around the corner, but it's one of these things where some people play golf. Some people collect stamps. This guy likes to run around in his drawers going through people's personal stuff in the neighborhood. Turns out he's done this about 1,000 times. But if the gators don't get you and the rabid perverts don't get you, maybe your own son will. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Every single week, Ann Knupp, a listener, a great listener, posts on Facebook a dish that she has made. And these are not fancy dishes. This is what would be described as food made by a cook rather than a chef. It's day-to-day cooking. To be a great day-to-day cook is hard. To make it look delicious on Facebook is even harder, but she does this. It's amazing. She always makes simple dishes, and they look great. She posts them on Facebook. So today I thought, you know, Ann Knupp, I'm going to make one too. I had veal. I had thinly sliced veal. It was like four pieces of thinly sliced veal. That's the key. And what did I do? I dipped it in egg batter. I covered it with plain breadcrumbs. I don't like those flavored breadcrumbs, plain breadcrumbs. I sauteed it lightly. I didn't cook it too hard, not too long, just lightly sauteed it. And then I put it in a metal cooking tray. Put olive oil on the bottom, put it in the cooking tray, four of them. And then I put Parmesan cheese over them and mozzarella cheese on top of that, because I prefer mozzarella cheese. Even though it's called veal Parmesan, I prefer mozzarella cheese. But I know to have that zest, it's got to have chicken, it's got to have Parmesan cheese. Now, I had no recipe. I was guessing. I was channeling my mother, Gloria. I put it in the oven at 350. I put a, did I put a foil top on it? Yeah, I put an aluminum foil top on it with the shiny side facing down. And I cooked it for 15 minutes because, remember, I had already sauteed them. And I had sauteed them to light brown. They are spectacular. They are spectacular. Oh, yeah, and I put tomato sauce in the metal pan, popped it in the oven. Olive oil, veal, Parmesan, mozzarella, tomato sauce. Popped it in the oven. Little salt in the egg batter. That was it. You got to always put in a little salt in the egg batter. Put it in the oven. This took me 20 minutes, and I have a spectacular dinner. It's a great dinner. I posted it on Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. It's on Facebook. You can see it. I'd post the recipe, but it's not a recipe. I was guessing. I mean, I was just guessing. But I did it so that Annie Knupp would see that I can cook as well as she can, I think. Every week she posts a dish. It looks great. She has those great blue plates, those great white plates with a blue design. Like maybe your grandmother or your great aunt had. I'm not saying Ann is a grandmother or a great aunt. She's a great lady. But she posts these. And I feel very close to you when we do this. I love cooking. And I love having the time to cook. That is always the greatest challenge, isn't it? The greatest challenge to cooking is finding the time. Cooking the meal doesn't take a lot of time. It's the prep and the cleanup, because I've got this 15-year-old daughter who's a great cook and a great baker. She has not discovered the dishwasher. She has no idea what a dishwasher is. She doesn't know how to empty it. She doesn't know how to clean off a serving fork, a whisk. Never heard of it. Never saw it. It's a mystery to her. But the payoff is I get great baked goods from her, and she gets very annoyed at me, the 15-year-old. Gets very annoyed at me when I use a mix. Why would you use a mix? These are simple things you want to make. And she cooks everything from scratch. She bakes with the flour, the baking soda, the baking powder, the good vanilla, the expensive vanilla. Everything from scratch is what she does. And, of course, it tastes great. That's my 15-year-old, my Meredith. Now, there's a problem with Meredith, and I'll share it with you. And it's a serious problem. And I don't know what to do. Meredith wants a nose ring. I called the pediatrician, and I said, what do you think? Long silence, because but the pediatrician is a no-nonsense pediatrician. Silence. 15-year-old wants a nose ring. Now, the 15-year-old does not rebel in any other way. This is a solid kid. This is an artistic kid. Part of being a artistic kid in her mind is a nose ring. Think about the kids you knew in high school. There was a group of kids who were trouble. And they did all kinds of wacky stuff and stayed in trouble. They got in trouble and they stayed there right through to the penitentiary. That's not my daughter. My daughter is an artist. At a different time, she would have been a hippie. She would have been wrapped in macrame. She would have been wrapped in incense. She would have said things like, I love everybody. I love everybody. All right, that's very nice. She would have listened to this 24 hours a day.
Color in sky, brush and blue, scarlet fleece changes hue.
That's who she would have been. But today, we're not in those times. As a result, she put the Black Lives Matter sign on our lawn. And no, Dad, you're not going to remove it. And that's who she is. Now she wants to have a pierced nose, a piercing in her nose. And I thought, well, how am I going to deal with this? Because I don't want to say things to her. I don't want to say no so many times that our relationship ends. No parent does. I called a pediatrician. The pediatrician says, no doctor around here is going to do that. And I went, aha, that's my way out. That's my way out. No doctor around here is going to do that. But she keeps bringing it up. The kid keeps bringing it up. And my answer is very simple, that until she's 18, I can't let her do it, because here's something that I didn't know about nose rings until I had to investigate them. They're permanent. Unlike a pierced earlobe, which is not permanent, which can grow back, a nose ring is permanent. And worse than that, it can cause nerve damage, which can make your nose flappy. It can make your nose flappy. And that's where we are right now. If you have another thing for me to tell her, I'd love to hear it. If you have another argument to convince her this is not a good idea, I'd love to hear it. Because, you see, I've hired a lot of people. I've been on the other side of the desk of people wanting jobs. And when I see a nose ring, I'm like, no. I immediately go to flake and to drugs. That's what happens in my mind when I see a nose ring on the other side of the hiring desk. Is this wrong? Yes, that's the way it is. Are there too many people like me? Yes, that's the way it is. I don't know. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT is my live phone number. When you call in, you will get a chance to guess the mystery voice.
The girls? Yeah. Gentle. That's nice.
And if you get it right, you'll win guppies from Velo Hool and a prize announcement. It's not a bad day. I'm Walter M. Sterling. We are live on a Sunday night. I hope you join me. My number is 888-688-WALT. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Please go to my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, Walter M. Sterling, at Facebook. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, 7 different areas of concern in the tropics tonight. As you might expect with the busiest time of the year for these storms, Hurricane Paulette is the 6th hurricane of the season, starting to make landfall over Bermuda tonight, but not a threat to the U.S. coast. In fact, none of the rest of the 7 are any threat to the U.S., except for one, and that's Tropical Storm Sally. Expected to be a hurricane by tomorrow before landfall as early as Tuesday. Where? In the Gulf of Mexico again. Getting closer and closer to Louisiana and Mississippi. So over 8 million people are now being advised tonight to be prepared for days of flooding rains, isolated tornadoes with more damaging winds, and storm surge up to 11 feet. And if Sally gets stronger, hurricane force winds. Coastal evacuations are already underway. Sally's heavy rains tomorrow will cover all of Florida, South Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and eastern Louisiana. So if you're in the warned area, follow the instructions of your local officials and stay safe. Watch out for Sally. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, Jenny in Eureka, California at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Hello, Jenny. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi. Hello. Yeah. I find it amusing that you're so distressed about your daughter wanting a nose ring. I'm 70 years old, and I've had a nose ring since I was 20. And it will close up if she changes her mind. I took my nose ring out for 10 years, and then I found it again. It has to be gold so that it won't get infected, but, I mean, you're kind of making a big deal about it. People get their ears pierced all the time.
Different. It's different.
Well, actually, there is a cultural significance to it because I'm a Hindu, so it needs to be done in the left lobe of the nose, and it signifies chastity, which means that you're a virgin. So,
yeah,
anyway.
I think the odds of that are bad at the moment. I appreciate the call, Jenny, at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Judy in Dallas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Do you have a terrible joke for us that you have not told before?
Yes. Okay. How do you keep a ball from charging?
How do you what?
How do you keep a bull from charging?
Oh, how do you keep a bull from charging? How do you keep a bull from charging?
Take away his credit cards.
Yep, so the first 15 minutes of Real Hot and Blue is coming through the courtesy of the best beer that money can buy. We're talking about CV for me and CV for you. That champagne velvet distributed by the Masquerade Company right here in the city of Memphis. Now, don't forget, by now, let's just flat wake up out there. Let's get ready. We're going to start off the first record here. Let's see now. Wait a minute here. We're going to play the first record for, for Demi, for Perry, for JV, for Bernice, for Vera, and for Beulah, for Effie, for Oliver, for Salome. We're going to play it for Bulldog. And the titles, we're going to flat dig the boogie by Piano Red. Let's go, man.
Dan in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, listening on WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
I went
through the same situation with my daughter wanting a nose ring.
How old was she?
She was about 15. She was bugging, and I kept saying, when you're 18, you know. And so she's, I guess she was like 18 at the time, but it's about 1 o'clock in the morning. I have a garage set up, like rec room, and I'm out there having some beer, and here she comes in with her nose all bloody. She bought a nose ring kit on Amazon, and she pierced her own nose, and she comes in, and she's asking me, I'm the only one up in the house, if I will help her screw the little end on to the stud.
Oh.
So there I am, a couple beers in me, with my daughter's bloody nose, screwing the end, like the last thing in the world I think I'd be doing. And I'm doing it. So she has a nose ring. It's not too crazy. Just a little stud, And she takes it. She reminds me a lot of how you were describing your daughter, the way my daughter is. She's same type of individual.
How old is she now?
19.
Does she regret it?
No, I don't think she does.
Do you regret it?
There's a lot of things I regret my kids do, I just, I got good kids, but still,
Dan, how many children do you have, Dan?
I have two sons and one daughter. She's 19, one son's 21, the other one's 23.
Are the sons easier or the daughter?
My middle son's the easiest. He's always been the easiest one, and he's... The first one was very difficult, but he's 23 right now, so his head's getting a little bit better on his shoulders. But my daughter, she's tough. She's a real tough one. She's you know, she doesn't want to ever take, you know, she won't own up to whatever she does. She does something wrong. It was never her fault. But anyway, but they're all good kids. But like I said, the last thing I thought I'd be doing in the middle of the night was screwing the stud on the end of my daughter's nose.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Dan. Hey, Dan, you still there? Is Dan there? Still
yeah.
there? Okay, good. Listen, Dan, it's time for you to guess the mystery voice for a prize announcement. Are you ready?
Was that just it?
No, that was, I pushed the wrong button. Here, listen to this.
It's also really nice to pay attention to the girls. The girls? Yeah. Gentle. That's nice.
All right, Dan, who do you think that is?
I have no idea.
All right, well, thank you very much for being with us on Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I have a Facebook page. It's pretty sort of interesting. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. No other talk show host is serious enough to have a real Facebook page. They pay some intern to do it. I do this myself. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. And then I have a great website. Walter Sterling Show. Every show I've ever done, you'll find there, plus secrets about the show. WalterSterlingShow.com. Go there, get information about becoming a midnight misfit. Yes. WalterSterlingShow.com. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Remember, kids, after you get in an argument with your mom, if she pulls a knife, you pull a gun. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That and more horrible life lessons coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I have a cell phone and keys and credit cards. And these days, they are all potential carriers, super carriers of the virus. Well, I don't want them to be potential carriers of the virus. I want them to be pure and clean. I take them out of my pocket. And I put them into one place. I put them into the clean phone box. That's the name of this beautiful white box. It's a nice looking box. You put your phone, wallet, credit cards, keys, you put it in there, you push the button. 5 minutes later, all of those items are sanitized. The clean phone. Where do you get this? You get it at the New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. shop.com. Go there right now. Go there right now. Go to the newdealshop.com. Buy this amazing box. You put your keys, your credit cards, you put whatever you think needs to be cleaned. You put it in there, you push the button. 5 minutes later, 99.9% germ-free, virus-free. Why is this good? It's because it's not a liquid. You don't want to put a liquid on your phone. Are you crazy? Just think about the last time one drop of water got on your phone. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. You don't want to do that. Clean the items in your pocket right now in the clean phone box. Get it at the New Deal Shop. Put in my magnificent name, Walter. And you'll get free two-day shipping. And you're going to want it in 2 days after you see it. Get the information. Go to the website now, please. TheNewDealShop.com.
The wait is over. Football is back in action. That means you can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Start your free trial today to watch football all season. Get access to over 65 channels and the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
When you get your flu shot at Walgreens, you don't just leave with a bandage. You leave with a badge of honor. Because it means you don't just help protect yourself. You fight for the safety of the ones you love. It proves you'll do no matter what for those who matter most. Get your free flu shot with most insurance today at Walgreens and show off your bandage like the armor it is. Be a flu fighter. Defend your crew against the flu. Walgreens. Vaccine subject to availability. Restrictions may apply.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mike, and I'm a crust lever.
Thank you for sharing, Mike.
I'm Sally.
And I cut pizza crust off. My crust always hits the dust.
Thanks, Sally.
Not everyone likes the crust on their pizza, but then again, not everyone has tasted a Stonebridge pizza. We ferment our dough for 48 hours, allowing it to develop intense flavors, resulting in a great-tasting, light, airy crust without any added sugar. Don't let your crust hit the dust. Order your pizza at StonebridgePizzaAndSalad.com.
Spectrum Mobile continues to be the fastest-growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for two quarters in a row. It's easy to see why. Spectrum Mobile delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and save up to 40%. Click to learn more. Based on Q1 and Q2 2020 subscriber data.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again, they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
The best part about Sterling on Sunday at 47 past the hour is you and I get to talk to each other. It's great. There's nothing else on the radio live right now. Nothing else. It's an embarrassment. It's a shame of American radio that they're playing best ofs, or worse, they're taking TV audio that was produced on Friday and airing it now. The shame on them, the shame of a broadcaster that would do that, the shame of them. Any advertiser on a station that is playing audio from TV at this hour it should pull their spots now and put them here on Sterling on Sunday. Isn't that right, Eric, in Indianapolis? 888-688-WALT. Hello, Eric.
Hello, sir. Well, first of all, my initial question I was thinking when you were mentioning it was why. Why would my daughter be having it? And I thought, a nose ring. And I thought, well, all these cooking shows. And I thought, no, I don't recall seeing those. Then I thought, well, why don't you just take your daughter to the best establishments, the ones that serve the Facebook pages of food that you talked about earlier, and ask the owner, hey, do you hire people with nose rings? And have that owner say yes, no, maybe, and the reasons why. And I think it'll hit her home faster, harder, and so much quicker without you having to do a thing. Just take her to the best places money buys, and she'll get the hint that her actions will have consequences.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. When people get tattoos, especially big tattoos, or they get nose rings, they never think it through to the country club when they're 50. They never think it through to, are they going to get into the country club pool when they're 50? Now, some people might say to me, well, they're not going to want to. Oh, yes, they will. And or their friends won't take them to the country club pool, and they'll never understand exactly why. Now, in some industries, like graphic arts, the art department of an ad agency, which is probably where she'll wind up, it won't matter. But you're right. There are a lot of chefs who are going to go, I don't want the nose ring and the extra jewelry in my kitchen. That's a hazard. That's a big risk. That's a very good point. Eric in Indianapolis, would you like the opportunity to guess the mystery voice?
Well, I think I know what it is.
Well, let's listen.
It's also really nice to pay attention to the girls.
The girls?
Yep.
Yeah. Gentle. That's nice.
Who do you think that is, Eric?
That's Moby Dick in San Francisco Bay breathing the air.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate the call. You're a good guy. Thank you.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I was sharing the challenge I've got, which is that I have a otherwise perfect 15-year-old daughter who has come to me and said she wants a nose ring. And then she said to her mother, I want a nose ring. What I did is I called her pediatrician, a no-nonsense pediatrician, not some sort of hippie nonsense pediatrician, a real pediatrician. And I said to her, look, can she get a nose ring? Would you give her a nose ring? And there was a long, long silence, a long silence.
My name is Black Dog Goku. Come on, see, come on. 2 hours to go. Let's do this.
And she said, no one, no doctor around here will do that. No, nobody will do that. nobody was interested in giving her a nose ring. And I'm like, well, that's good. And I went back to her with this news because it turns out a nose ring, unlike an earlobe ring, is permanent. You get a nose ring and you're stuck with it forever. It doesn't heal over. It's into cartilage, not fat. The one, you know, that they do at the mall for your earlobe, that's into fat. That's a whole different thing. That'll heal up too fast. That'll heal up too fast. But in cartilage, it never heals. Worse than that, it can cause nerve damage, which could cause a permanent flap of the nostril. The nostril could be flapping forever in the breeze. In the breeze! I certainly didn't want that for her. So I went back to my daughter and I reported to her that we can't do that. We can't do that because until you're 18, it's my responsibility and I cannot mark your body forever until you're 18. And then it's your decision. But it ain't going to be my decision, not on my watch. That's how brave I was. That didn't work. She started putting in the fake nose rings so that I could see that it looked fine. And I said, it looks fine. That's not the issue. She's so pretty. Everything looks fine on her. The issue was that I was not in a position to mark her permanently. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. If you call in tonight, you will get a chance to guess the mystery voice and win a prize announcement and guppies. Kathy, in Aberdeen, Washington, what do the fires look like? How do you feel about the nose ring?
I think you're right to wait till she's 18, because you are in charge of her until she's 18. But the fires are looking a little better. We got some moisture coming in, and I'm thinking it's going to rain tonight, and hopefully it'll rain tonight and tomorrow, and it'll help the fires. And I had a daughter who was probably 16 when she wanted a tattoo. And it was like, both my husband and I said, you know, no way. If you want something like that done, you got to wait until you are 18, because we're not going to be, you know, allowing this. And then I told her about, you know, I know this guy with a tattoo and he had it on his arm and he got in when he was in the Navy. And, then when he came back from the States, nobody would hire him. He had to wear a long sleeve shirt because of that tattoo. And if he even showed the tattoo at work, they'd get all mad at him and stuff. So that's what I tried to explain to my daughter. And so she waited till she was 18. Yeah. And she got a little teeny weeny, like an inch treble clef on the small of her back. So I was really happy it wasn't this big old arm tattoo or the whole neckline or whatever. So, but yes, that's what happened.
You know, that beautiful Scarlett Johansson, that beautiful Scarlett Johansson has a tattoo over her entire back. Now, why would you take a body like that or anybody and put a permanent billboard on the back of your back? I have no idea what she does. But the other thing I've said to my daughters about tattoos, tattoos limit, sometimes a little, sometimes a lot, the percentage of men who will date you. The minute a guy sees that you have a tattoo, if it's anything more than a little daisy on your ankle, that's going to limit the number of men who will date you. The bigger the tattoo, the smaller your dating pool. And because tattoos scare guys, it scares them.
They do.
Right?
Right, they do. And I was so glad that, you know, my daughter just got this little teeny tattoo. And I was really happy about it because, you know, I didn't want my daughter walking around.
No, you're right. And now, because we agree, Kathy, I'd like you to guess the mystery voice. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
It's also really nice to pay attention to the girls. The girls? Yeah. Gentle. That's nice.
Kathy in Aberdeen, Washington, who do you think that is?
Can it be Faye Dunaway?
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
No, I'm sorry it's not Faye Dunaway, but I appreciate the guess, and I appreciate the deep and profound insight about tattoos and nose rings because we agree. As long as we agree, everything's fine. That's my dilemma. I've got a 15-year-old daughter who wants to get a nose ring. I say no. And soon it's going to be the tattoo, and I say no. And my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And coming up in just seconds, you are not going to hear Florida Stories Part 2, plus the freakiest thing you've ever heard. No, really? It's called Asbestos Falls. Now, if you were a real hippie and you remember a comedy album called Fire Sign Theater, this sounds an awful lot like Fire Sign Theater. But frankly, it's much sicker. Plus, we have Vic Stories. Vic Ferrari, who wrote a terrific book about being a New York City police detective, has the best stories ever about being a New York City police detective. And then I've got a story for you about this.
You say you feel I've changed my mind.
Now, no cool kid ever talks about the association and Never My Love, but I have a story about Never My Love and the association that I think it's time we document. I think it's time we stay on top of. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling with you driving across the country on this beautiful night, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. And tonight we've got lots to report on in the tropics, including a hurricane landfall now starting for Bermuda. But first, we start with the current threat, the dangerous western wildfires, and some new information that will not be good for firefighters. As of tonight, 3.3 million acres burned, 33 lives lost, countless homes and businesses completely gutted, and more still in harm's way. Plus, smoke burning your lungs, irritating your eyes, air quality alerts for hazardous air covering five states. We got a bit of a break over the weekend as winds diminished, but now winds are coming back. Not nearly enough. But tonight's forecast also suggests more rain developing Thursday and Friday, and it will be an even rain, not a deluge. That would cause the scarred landscape to potentially move as mudslides. Let's hope there's some relief on the way. Rest of the country is relatively quiet, but we've got lots of concerns in the tropics, and that's in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we're going to North Miami Beach, where a 29-year-old Florida man lives with his mom. And I'm pretty sure they're getting on each other's nerves. They argued all day. When they woke up, they got in an argument over the orange juice. Why'd you drink it all? You didn't leave me any. You didn't even buy it. Later in the day, he thinks it's too hot, so he asks for control of the air conditioning remote. There was another argument. This one ends with her pulling a knife. It calms back down, but later he asks her to borrow her car. She says no. Another argument ensues. She pulls a knife. He pulls a gun. Yeah, things escalate quickly in Florida. In a fit of rage, he just starts squeezing the trigger at her. When he realizes what he's done, he's killed his own mom. He puts the gun to his head, pulls the trigger, and nothing. So then he's sitting there shaking, looking at his dead mother. And he calls 911 and turns himself in. Sorry, didn't mean to get all heavy on you there. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
All right, for our next Florida story, we have a very scary setup. A black man's out for a jog, and a cop stops and says, "You match the description of a burglary that just happened in the neighborhood. I need to detain you."
You're not in any trouble or anything. There is a burglary that happened. You kind of fit the description. Let me just make sure that you're not him, okay?
Okay, now what happens? Does A, Florida man complies, cops ask some reasonable questions, verifying his identity and let him go. B, Florida man complies, cops beat him up anyway. C, Florida man punches the cop. It's actually A this time. And on top of that, for a little Florida twist, It turns out while he's being detained, I watched the body cam footage. They get into a conversation. He's a veteran. He has a medical professional history as well. And the cop actually invites him to apply for a job as a deputy. Sounds like he would be a great addition to the force.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our last Florida story, we're going to go to unincorporated Polk County, Florida, where out in the boonies, there's a small apartment complex, kind of rural, actually, and it butts back up into a swamp. At the back of the apartment complex is the pool, and at the back of the pool is a storage shed. Doesn't have a light or anything. That's just where they keep the pool pump, and they store a bunch of pool toys back there. And a 38-year-old Florida man opens the shed door and sees a gator staring right back at him. Calls the cops.
And my husband has a storage rented, and there's a big alligator lost in there.
Now, I'm sure Florida cops are not scared of gators. They probably deal with this all day, every day. So they go in there completely fearless. And rightfully so, because it was just a pool floaty. And it's one of those where it blows up, but it has what's basically a picture of an alligator on it. So then what do? The cops start posing with the inflatable alligator, and they put it on social media making fun of the guy. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Grateful for James Parker for producing Florida Stories. He does such an amazing job of pulling together the very dumbest stories that he can each week. And then he produces it in a spectacular way. Again, in a way that no other radio show bothers to do. I don't know what these other hosts do. They sit there and they say, well, how many arguments can I get to scream at the Democrats? That's all they do. They scream at the Democrats. Every now and then there might be a good idea from a Democrat, but you're not going to hear that. John Kelly, Beryl Kravitz, D. Wells, Neil Pohl, Judy Anderson, Nate Tester, Annie Knupp, Irene Robertson, these are the Midnight Misfits, Jennifer Heident, Eddie Valdez, Frankie Cohn, Ken Forbes, Sarah Abraham Dunford, and Jim Kardachi. Jim Kardachi, who's driving an Uber right now in Florida. These are a few of the Midnight Misfits. Would you like to be a Midnight Misfits? Would you like a shout-out? This means you're finally part of something, not just the Home Shopping Club. You're finally part of something big. You go to Walter M. Sterling Show. Go to Walter Sterling Show. That's the website, Walter Sterling Show, and sign up to be a Midnight Misfit. You will get a card. You'll be able to print it out instantly for free. That'll give you a decoder card. So that when I give you decoder messages that need to be decoded, you will know what the answer is. Ben White, Jane, I'm so stupid. Jane Houtenton, Tenton, Jane, I don't know how to pronounce it. I never get that one right. Charlie Green, John Harper, Phil Luker, these are some of the Midnight Misfits, and you can join them. Go to Walter Sterling Show, Walter Sterling Show, and now it's time for the secret message tonight. But you need the decoder card to know what this message is. You ready? The letter C, U, hashtag N, 987, N, K, Z, exclamation mark. Would you like to hear it again? You've been good boys and girls. Sure, why not? C-U, hashtag, and then the letter N. 987, N-K-Z, exclamation mark. Coming up in seconds, you and I will talk about Below Deck Mediterranean. This is Sterling on Sunday. My thumbs hurt, and my feet hurt. And the pain has started to go away when I have started to use Highland's new Flexmore medicine. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every single day, not being able to do what you love or get a restful sleep? For over 10 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for, ready? 54 million Americans. Yet many people delay taking the pain medication over concerns of long-term risks or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Highlands, the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. They make two different formulas, one for the day, one for night. Our needs are different. Our pain is different, and they recognize this. This help eases my muscle pain and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. Those of us who have trouble with our thumbs, we need an easy-to-open cap. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain yet gentle on my body. This means they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. You can take them with your prescription meds. Take control of your arthritis pain now. Get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylands.com/arthritis. That's H-Y-L. Hylands.com/arthritis. Hylands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout and get $3 off your purchase. Hylands.com/arthritis. Or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you. Flex more by Hylands.
Sterling on Sunday.
Please go to thenewdealshop.com. That's the name of the website. It's an amazing online store, The New Deal Shop. You will see things there you do not see anyplace else. And you will get the best deal on the best masks, the KN95 masks. These are the masks first responders use. More importantly to me, these are the masks I can actually breathe in and don't have some embarrassing design on it. These are great masks. I look very professional in these masks. It's sort of like the tuxedo of masks. The KN95 mask, I breathe through them. These are the masks first responders use, cops, doctors, nurses. They're great masks. They're sturdy. You can breathe through them. KN95 masks. Get them for the right price at thenewdealshop.com. That's what it's called, thenewdealshop.com. Put in my name, Walter, and you get free two-day shipping. The New DealShop.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
Well, you know, that's a really good point. Do you want to wear a mask with a nose ring? That's the next argument I have to use with my 15-year-old. Does she really want to wear a mask with a nose ring? That sounds like a terrible idea. Have you watched this show, Below Deck Mediterranean? Have you watched Below Deck Mediterranean? And Billy Datz, hi. And your beautiful family, thanks for sending me pictures. A good reminder that this is a great time to send me a Sterling snap, a photograph of whatever you're looking at right now. I will put it up on Facebook this week. Send a Sterling snap to Walter M. Sterling. Walter M. Sterling, send me a picture of whatever you're looking at now. If you're driving, don't be stupid. Stop. And then send it to me, waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. I would love to see what you're looking at. I have gotten some astonishing pictures. My favorites were from Chicago police who were on duty, who took pictures while listening to WLS, dozens of them from all over Chicago. I was so grateful for those. Those were the best. Thank you. Thank you, officer. Regardless of who you are and what you're doing, I want to see a picture of whatever you're looking at. Take out that overpriced cell phone and send me a picture of whatever you can take a picture of right now. It'll be great. Have you watched Below Deck Mediterranean? Have you seen this show? Have you ever been to the Mediterranean, Monaco, Portugal, any one of those, any town in Italy that's on the Mediterranean? All right. It's not the Jersey Shore. It's a rocky shore, but the water is always warm. I don't think it's ever cold in the Mediterranean. And the water's immaculate. You can see right down through it, 50 feet, you can see to the bottom of the Mediterranean. It is all steeped in romance. It's the most romantic place in the world. Now imagine having a boat, a yacht, a really big yacht, and you have all the money in the world. You were a baseball player, a football player, a stockbroker. You have stupid money. That's what I call it, stupid money, that has no gravity. You're looking for a way to waste $100,000 for a week. You rent a yacht, And you rent them for about $100,000 a week. Just imagine that. And before you get on the yacht, listen to me, before you get on the yacht, you tell them meal by meal what you would like to eat, exactly how you would like your food prepared. And then what sort of water sports, don't get an idea, what sort of water sports you would like to play on the yacht, what you'd like to dive into the Mediterranean and have. And then would you like to go on shore from your yacht to the Mediterranean coast and have lunch there or dinner there or breakfast? Which ports would you like to go to? Ibiza? Would you like to go to Ibiza? Well, these boats have to have a crew. These big yachts. I'm bad with footage on yachts. 100-foot yacht. I don't know how long they are. But these are magnificent yachts. But they have to have a crew. They have a captain, a real number two, and then like 5 or 6 assistants, somebody to throw the line, somebody to make the dinner, somebody to make the table look cool because it's your birthday, whatever it is. This show on Bravo, Below Deck Mediterranean, what this show does is it shows you the day-to-day comings and goings and shenanigans of the people who work on the yacht. Now, it seems to me, in my opinion, the first qualification for working on one of these yachts that hits the Bravo show is that you didn't complete high school. This is not the sharpest group. Their other qualification is that you look incredibly good in a way too tight uniform. All the uniforms are very tight, including their formal dress uniforms, way too tight. And all of the women have large breasts, and all of the men have big pecs. Pecs, I said. Sorry. And they instantly don't get along. They're instantly challenged by each other. You know, Donovan always seeps in. And they all have strange little jobs. Like one woman is assigned to just wash clothes. That's all she does all day, is to wash clothes. There's a chef. His job is to be the chef. And then there are 1, 2, 3 people who set the table. I mean, I wish this was my house. There are 1, 2, 3 people who set the table. And then there are 1, 2, 3 people who clear the table, and 1 or 2 who are sort of cleaning the boat. Now, on Below Deck Mediterranean, it gets better, because the captain of this boat is a woman. And the captain on this boat is a woman, and she's sober. She makes a lot of noises, like she might be in one of those programs. I don't know. But she says she used to drink too much and then she got sober. So right there, she's hot as hell. Right there, she's fascinating. And then she says that on an earlier charter, she had a heart attack. She had a heart attack. She's sober. And ladies and gentlemen, she's a lesbian. What more do you want? Captain Sandy, beautiful woman. To be a charter captain, you have to be a really good captain. She's a licensed, certified, great captain, Captain Sandy. But there's always trouble with the crew. Now, in this latest episode, there was trouble with Hannah, who was one of the lead whatever.
That you have drugs on board and... That you...
My Valium?
I was honestly confused at the start, and then she showed me the photo, and I was like, oh, that's my Valium.
My Valium?
And pot.
Well, I thought the purpose of having a yacht was that you could do pot on it. It turns out you run a charter yacht. If you're a crew member of a charter yacht, you are in trouble if you have marijuana. I thought it was fine. You know, as Captain Sandy said, it might be fine in Oregon, it might be fine in Washington, it might be fine in Denver, but it's not fine on my yacht.
That you have drugs on board, and that you...
My Valium?
I was honestly confused at the start, and then she showed me the photo, and I was like, oh, that's my Valium.
My Valium?
And pot.
Oh, my gosh. They fired her. They fired Hannah. A chief stew, the chief stewardess, they fired her. Now, she had particularly large breasts, so it was a disappointment to everybody. they fired her, got rid of her. Now, she had been on for four seasons already. She was always at Lockhorns with Captain Sandy. It wasn't good. Then they had to scramble to cover her work. You just don't order up a chief stew on board. You have to interview them, find them, check them out. This was a big drama. Then there was this Australian girl. Now, I couldn't understand anything the Australian said. Her name was Bugsy. And they speculated that the reason she was called Bugsy was because she bugged everybody. Her name was Bugsy. Now, Bugsy was cute. And blondish hair out of a bottle, funny, charming, but I could understand every 20th word. And everybody seemed to like Bugsy, I guess. Then these people have the best job in the world because at the end of the week, get this, at the end of the week, they sit down for a tip meeting. The people who charter the boat for a week, in my opinion, are always the most obnoxious people I've ever seen in my life. They're always drunk, they're loud, they have annoying birthday requests, casino nights. Everything about Americans that we detest, every stereotype about Americans that is detested around the world, tend to be the people, in my opinion, who chartered these boats. All right, now, at the tip meeting, we find out what kind of tip they got. Well, my God. For 1 week, the tip tends to be between $18,000 and $25,000 cash that they divvy up among the crew. The Captain Sandy sits there and says, well, this was a good week. I'm a lesbian and sober, and we're going to divvy this up now. Wow. And they divvy it up. They each get $2,000, $2,500 for 1 week work. That's their tip. In addition to their salary, which apparently is apparently like $50,000 for the season. This is some job. And then the perks, no, they can't screw around with the customers. They can't do that. But this is what happens. At one night each week, it seems to me every week, they go to one of these ports, Monte Carlo, Monaco, Ibiza, whatever it is, one of these insanely wealthy ports on the Mediterranean, and they get out, and I suspect on Bravo's dime, they have dinner. I'd be happy just with the dinner. They have a crazy dinner, which, of course, they have a real chef on the boat, and the real chef on the boat, he's able to order for everybody, order the wine, order the special way it should be, and then they all get up and they go to a club that you and I would not get into. This is not some club in a Holiday Inn. This is a club with the fancy lighting, a real DJ. It's insane. It's freaking insane. And then they get back in a minivan, which is lit on the inside with television lighting, which I find odd, and it's crazy. That's Below Deck Mediterranean on Bravo TV. I love this show. This is such a good show. Should I have some of these people on my show? I don't know. I probably could beg and get one of them on. It'd probably be like the fourth crew. You know, the guy down below doing the laundry. That's who we get on Sterling on Sunday. But I love it. And coming up, I've got another show I want to tell you about on Netflix, and you and I can talk about TV, which is always fun to do. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, as we drive from Bermuda to La Jolla. I love this show. I love to spend time with you. And you're in the best media room in the world. You're in your car or your truck. If you're on the West Coast, Oregon, Washington, California, I'd like to know what you see. I'd like to hear about that sky, because Tony Russomanno, a top reporter in the history of American journalism, reports that there was no aroma. There was no smell from this fire. He said he'd never been with a fire before that had no smell. And it was stunning to him. My number is 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, 7 different areas of concern in the tropics tonight. As you might expect with the busiest time of the year for these storms, Hurricane Paulette is the 6th hurricane of the season, starting to make landfall over Bermuda tonight. but not a threat to the U.S. coast. In fact, none of the rest of the seven are any threat to the U.S., except for one, and that's Tropical Storm Sally, expected to be a hurricane by tomorrow before landfall as early as Tuesday. Where? In the Gulf of Mexico again, getting closer and closer to Louisiana and Mississippi. So over 8 million people are now being advised tonight to be prepared for days of flooding rains, isolated tornadoes with more damaging winds, and storm surge up to 11 feet. And if Sally gets stronger, hurricane force winds. Coastal evacuations are already underway. Sally's heavy rains tomorrow will cover all of Florida, South Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and eastern Louisiana. So if you're in the warned area, follow the instructions of your local officials and stay safe. Watch out for Sally. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Asbestos Falls Radio, I'm James Kearney reporting. Here are this evening's headlines. The Creosote County Commissioners have voted to turn the old tuberculosis sanatorium northeast of town into a sanatorium for some new kind of disease. No one we spoke to in town had ever heard of it, and my pencil broke as I was writing the name down, so please do forgive me. I think it started with a C. Anyway, we can expect some newcomers to town. The commission assured those gathered at their weekly meeting that the disease is not contagious at all if you wear some sort of religious shawl, but that will not be necessary unless someone escapes from the sanatorium, which certainly will not happen. Yes, school here in Asbestos Falls got off to a grand start this week. The elementary schoolers are enjoying their new merry-go-round and tetherball setup in the playground. So far, there have been only 17 broken arms, one broken collarbone, and one cracked rib. That's well below last year's totals, but whatever. The junior high school students are enjoying their new electroshock laboratory. So far, I hear they're having fun reanimating frogs. And the high schoolers are benefiting from a new 3,000-foot shop and home ec wing. So far, they've managed to install a 440 V8 engine and a Ford Festiva. And the district hasn't even managed to hire a shop teacher yet, so good job, kids. No word yet on the injury count from the first week of shop class or English class. Asbestos Falls High School football will also be cranking back up. The first game has the Miners facing off with the Trees Timberwolves this Friday. Catch all the action here on KEXT.
Your community calendar.
Second United Methodist Church of Asbestos Falls is having their annual fax machine rummage sale this Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. The bag sale starts at 11. Fax machines for the whole family. That's all the time we have for Asbestos Falls Radio this evening. James Kearney reporting. Asbestos Falls is written and produced by James Copeland and the 1975 Winnebago Indian. For more, visit theradionomad.com.
It's true. He does do it from a Winnebago. He does record all of the stuff for the show from a Winnebago. And you know what's scary about that? He just got out of Kansas State. And he was offered a job by a big company, by Emmis Broadcasting, a very prestigious broadcasting company, like the best one to work for. He turned it down. And then he's looking for jobs at little tiny radio stations in the Upper Michigan Peninsula. Like, who knows what the Upper Michigan Peninsula is, but that's where he wants to work, at some little tiny station with as much power as the light bulb. I don't know. These millennials, crazy. Ken Forbes, Frankie Cohn, Georgianne Brown. Hello, Judith J.G., Marion Jewel Riley, Irene Robertson. These are my Midnight Misfits. Would you like to be a Midnight Misfit? Would you like a shout-out? All you have to do is go to Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. Click Midnight Misfits, and you'll see how to download a decoder card. You would like a decoder card. Then when I give the secret messages, you can decode them. I mean, isn't that, that's pretty much all you've ever wanted.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
39 past the hour, we're driving across the country from Bermuda to La Jolla. And I'm watching two other shows besides Below Deck Mediterranean, which is notable because the uniforms are too small and the women's breasts are too big. It's just amazing. The other two shows I watch are Queen of the South. Have you seen Queen of the South? and the Duchess. The Queen of the South is about a woman narcos, a woman who's head of a Mexican drug cartel, and how she got to be head of the Mexican drug cartel. And this is amazing. I mean, if you want to get power in your company, you want to study this. And then the Duchess is about a very funny single mom in England, an American single mom who for some reason wound up in England. And I'll just tell you a little. You ready for this? She winds up in England. She gets drunk one night and she has sex with a member of a boy band. But the boy band has long been disbanded. So it's just a drunken guy who had been in a boy band. And then she gets pregnant. They're not married. Why would they do that? They're not married. And she hits him up for child support. And she wins. She gets the child support. And then the deal is, okay, you can have child support. You can see your child once a week. And that's it. They never had sex again. They had no relationship again. How she negotiates her life in that crazy scenario is worth watching. So those are my two big shows. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you some information about this.
You say you feel
the association of Never My Love. This is Sterling on Sunday. This product has been a gift to me. It's called Flexmore Medicine. It's from Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands, Flexmore Medicine. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love or get restful sleep? For over 10 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Hylands, with the new Flexmore Medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Two different formulas. If your arthritis is worse in the day, you take it in the day. You take the nighttime formula if it's more troublesome at night. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain as well as stiffness from cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural, active ingredients which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. This means they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. H-Y, have you waited so long? lands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase. Or find the product at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you. What's the name again? I'll tell you. Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands. And the product is Flexmore Medicine.
Let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Well, we're certainly the fastest growing network radio program. I am so proud of the number of affiliates that we're on, such as KMOX, KXJ in Palm Springs, KDKA in Pittsburgh. Thank you, Jim Gracie. And WPHT in Philadelphia. What an honor. KMBZ in Kansas City, where I had a girlfriend for many years who just screwed me. Just the worst possible experience. To find out she had another boyfriend, that on her trip to come and see me, she'd stop in his city and then get back on the plane and come and see me. Bad experience. Just a bad experience. But the mall at Christmas in Kansas City is one of the most beautiful things you will ever see in your life. The plaza in Kansas City. And the best ribs. Sorry, but they have the best ribs.
Change my mind. I won't require you.
All right, this is the association. And I was a sweaty teenager, see. I was a kid. And I was 16, 17, and I was working at a radio station. And how did I spend my youth? I spent my youth working at radio stations. One in particular in Warren County, New Jersey, which is in the middle of nowhere. And no, really, it's in all unincorporated counties, all unincorporated towns, which means no one's in charge. It's lawless. It's lawless. And pretty much nothing has changed there. But I worked at what was called an AM daytimer. It was a good one, by the way, a good AM daytimer. A daytimer was a radio station that went on when the sun came off and went off when the sun went down. No, believe it or not, that's a thing. Are there any left? I don't think there are any left. I mean, how the ones that are 24 hours, 7 days a week can barely survive after 100 years. I don't know about those daytimers. Here's the deal. I was playing songs by the Association. I'd be playing hit songs by the Beach Boys, Motown songs that were ballads, Barry Manilow, and Neil Diamond, lots of Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand. These were all hits, ballads that were hits. And they were gentle and sweet, but they were current. They were on the air right now. They were current songs. At the same time, the Doors were on the radio, and the Beatles were on the radio, and the psychedelic music and the hard rock was coming on, what is now called classic rock. But I was attracted to these songs.
Never mind, love.
And I thought, well, what would happen if we took a radio station and just played those ballads, just that soft music, because I loved them. And they were hits. They were number one songs. It wasn't like, you know, obscure music, not, you know, criminal jazz. Nothing as criminal as jazz. These were beautiful, soft songs. Barry Manilow, Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond, The Fifth Dimension, The Association. What was that group out of Australia? Georgie Girl, them. The Seekers. I thought, what if we just took a radio station with all of those songs? Now, the program director of the station in Washington, New Jersey, I said to him, what would happen if we just played these songs? And he said, you would get no men. You would get women, but no men. And I thought, I don't see why that's a problem. But at the time, it was a problem. Because at the time, only success was defined as total audience. You had to have everybody. That's what defined success. But I never lost that thought. I said, there's something there. Hard rock became a thing, album rock became a thing, and I kept thinking about the Association. In November 1978, I got my chance. NBC gave me their FM radio stations and said, do what you want, kid, do whatever you want, because at the time, FM radio in 1978 really wasn't very valuable. They really didn't care about it. They only cared about the real radio stations, the AMs, the big AMs. That's what they cared about. And then they'd play golf. The executives ran the big AM stations, and then they played golf. And they didn't care about the FMs. At some companies, they let the kids have the FMs, and the kids played hard, acid, psychedelic, rock, the long version of The Doors, Light My Fire, which, in my opinion, started classic rock, what's known now as classic rock. I believe it was started by the long version of Light My Fire by The Doors, because the first time we heard the long version of Light My Fire by The Doors, we went, whoa, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Why has this been kept from us? Who has denied us this? Why have we been denied the long version of Light My Fire by The Doors? And that started one branch of rock and roll. In 1965, it branched off that way. But I kept thinking about Never My Love by the Association. I said, there's another branch here. There's a whole other branch. It didn't have a name. There were two or three other program directors who heard the same thing. One of them was Al Brady Law at WHDH in Boston. Another one was Scott Shannon at WASH in Washington. And Mike Phillips at KGW in Portland. That was pretty much it, and they all had variations on it. But I had an FM station in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Washington. And I said, what if we took New York, San Francisco, and Chicago, and put these Never My Love songs, Beatles, Beach Boys on it. But then we had a problem, which was we needed to get the rhythm and the beat. How do we get the rhythm and the beat? Because it couldn't just be ballads. Well, Motown and the Beatles were accepted to the widest possible group of people, and that's where we found the rhythm. That's where we found the beat. So we mixed Beatles, Beach Boys, Motown with ballads by Barbara Streisand, Barry Manilow, The Association, Neil Diamond, who were making current songs. They were making brand new songs. And we mixed them together. And it took some trial and error. Oh boy, did we make mistakes. But it took some trial and error. And then we didn't have a name. Some people called it FMMOR, FM Middle of the Road, FMMOR. Well, it was a terrible name. And then I don't know who came up with it, but somebody said adult contemporary, because that's what it was. It was contemporary songs that appealed to adults. And that's what it became. And to this day, my friends, it is the most financially viable format in radio. Country has more stations, talk has more stations, but adult contemporary makes the money because it appeals to 25 to 34-year-old women, and it allows for personalities. It allows for great disc jockeys who can deliver a commercial the way I do. That's what it does. It allows for great disc jockeys who can deliver a commercial. And that's what they want, you know? You know, what have I got for you? Oh, let's see. Anyway, so we put that on the air, and it became huge. It became a very big deal. And thousands of executives and hundreds of radio stations minted money off of adult contemporary. And dozens of artists became incredibly successful because now they had this big stage to enjoy themselves on. Well, I'm Walter Sterling, and I want to stay in touch with you. How do we do that? You send me an email. Every email I get gets answered, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. That's my email address, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Every email I get gets answered, and I have a Facebook page. Did you hear that? A Facebook page. Oh, my gosh. People love these pages. You go there, and you'll see all the photographs, and the photographs you have sent me right now, the Sterling snaps, you will see them posted on Tuesday. Send them to me at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And please go to the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. I'm sorry, the Walter M. Sterling webpage. And download your Midnight Misfit membership card. And then you can decode my secret messages to you. Why not have a decoder message right now? Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. I have another show, a secret show, in New York City on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. on WABC, 77 WABC. And you can hear me live at 9 p.m. on Saturday nights after who? After Cousin Bruce Morrow. It's crazy. I don't even know how that happened. And what else have I got? Oh, listen. Congratulations to everybody who started school on their computer. I think it's a better way to learn because your room's air-conditioned. You're in a comfortable seat. I think it's fantastic. I don't see any reason for any kid to have to get back on a school bus again or sit in a not air-conditioned classroom. What a horror show to sit in a not air-conditioned classroom. I hope you don't have to go through that again. What a horror that is. Next week, we're going to talk about the fact that you and I have to opt in to get emails from Sears, Pottery Barn, Home Depot. We have to opt in to get those emails, right? Why don't credit bureaus have to opt in to cover us? Why do at least three different credit bureaus get to track your movement and mine without our permission? Facebook has to get our permission. Why don't the credit bureaus have to get our permission? In my opinion, they are criminal organizations. And they get to track us willy-nilly. And things have gone wrong. They've lost millions of names and millions of records because they didn't keep their records tight. And we have suffered for that. You and I will share those stories next week. But thank you for listening to my story about how adult contemporary radio got invented. Thank you. And please remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.